I think for the baptism this morning, as well as the entire Sunday service,
大概是我们基督教跟世界上面其他所有的宗教不同的地方。
It's probably what is different between Christianity and all other religion in the world.
我记得几年前
I remember that a few years ago,
在我的学校里面有一位从约旦来的一个信回教的一个女孩子。
There was this girl who was from Jordan and she believes in Islam.
我跟她说，我说我是基督徒。
I told her that I'm a Christian.
我说我不但是基督徒，我是一个传道人。
Not only am I a Christian, but I'm also an evangelist.
我说我们相信耶稣基督是神。
I said that we believe that Jesus Christ is God.
他说神怎么可能会变成人呢？
So she asked, how is it possible that God will become man?
他说这是不可能的事情。
She said that's impossible.
我说为什么不可能呢？
I asked her, why is that impossible?
如果神选择变成人，
If God does choose to become man,
为了一个非常重要的目的，
For a very important purpose,
而且他不但变成人，他还为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And not only did he become man, but he also died on the cross for us.
他不但死在十字架上，他从死里复活，证明他是神。
Not only did he die on the cross for our sins, but he's also now risen to prove that he is God.
对一个不了解基督教的人
，For a person who does not understand Christianity,
觉得神怎么这么折腾
？Would think that why would God go through such a torturous ordeal?
他为什么不像其他宗教的神就高高在上？
Why wouldn't God be like the gods in other religions to be so transcendent?
因为我们人的罪如果没有付上这种地狱的代价的话，
Because if for our sins, if there's no price of hell,
是不会真正的得救的。
Then there will be no true salvation.
问题是什么人能够下地狱？
But the question is, and the critical question is, who will go to hell?
如果不是一个完全没有罪的人为我们下地狱的话，
If not for a perfect man going to hell on our behalf,
我们是不会得救的。
We will never be saved.
因为这个代价没有人替我们付这个代价。
Because there's no one who could pay this hefty price on our behalf.
所以这个世上唯一没有罪的人，
So the only sinless person on this earth,
就是我们的神自己变成人来到人间，
will be God becoming man coming on, upon earth,
替我们付了这么一个非常沉重的代价，
to pay for us such a heavy, heavy price.
两天前在礼拜五的晚上，
two days ago on Friday night,
我们纪念耶稣基督的受死，
we remember the death of Jesus Christ.
在十字架上面的这个 那个光景，
the, what we see on the cross,
我们不能够想象他有多残忍。
We cannot imagine how cruel it is.
但是他最残忍的地方，
But the most cruel part of it,
却不是他在我们人看得见的这一面。
It's not on what we can see with our eyes.
最残忍的、最痛苦的，乃是耶稣基督在十字架上的时候。
The most cruel and the most painful, moment is when Jesus Christ was on the cross.
他已经跟神天上的神完全离开。
Is that he's in complete separation from the God in heaven?
按照我们圣经里面对地狱的定义，
According to the biblical definition of what hell is,
耶稣基督已经在地狱里了。
Jesus Christ was in hell at that time.
神不能下地狱的。
God will never be in hell.
下地狱的一定是一个人啊。
The one who goes to hell will be a man.
所以耶稣基督必须要变成一个人。
So Jesus Christ has to become a man.
才能够替我们付了这么一个沉重的代价。
To be able to pay for us such a heavy, hefty price.
而且他一定要是神。
But he has also to be God.
所以这个神变成的人才会完全的没有罪。
So that God, when he becomes man, will be completely sinless.
如果耶稣基督也有罪的话，
If Jesus Christ is with sin,
他没有资格替我们付这个代价。
Then he has no qualification to bear this price for us.
因为他自己也要受神的惩罚。
Because he himself will be under punishment from God too.
所以耶稣基督一定要来到人间。
So Jesus Christ has to come and dwell among us.
变成一个有血有肉的人。
To become a man with flesh, with flesh.
跟我们一模一样。
To become like one of us.
也是一样受试探。
To be tempted.
却没有犯罪。
Yet without sin.
最后带着我们所有人的罪。
And in the end, carrying all our sins.
上了十字架。
Went onto the cross.
我们今天纪念的是他从死里复活。
And today we remember that he has now risen from death.
我们看我们的今天的经文。
Let us look at the scripture this morning.
在路加福音。
It is in the Gospel of Luke.
好，我来读，用中文读，比较长哈。读完了以后呢，再请我们这个 Sam 传道用英文读。
We're going to read it first in Chinese. Dr. Leaf is going to read that in Chinese, and then Pastor Sam will read that in English.
正当那日，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去，那村子名叫以马忤斯，离耶路撒冷约有25里。他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事，正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行。只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。耶稣对他们说，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么呢？他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。二人中有一个名叫格留巴的回答说，你在耶路撒冷做客，还不知道这几天在那里所出的事吗？下一章。我平常都有一个可以自己摘要在这儿，谢谢。耶稣说什么事呢？他们说就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事，他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能，祭司长和我们的官府竟把他解去，定了死罪，定在十字架上。但我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民的就是他。不但如此，而且这事成就现在已经3天了。再者，我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊讶惊奇，他们清早到了坟墓那里，不见他的身体，就回来告诉我们说，看见了天使显现，说他活了。又有我们的几个人往坟墓那里去，所遇见的正如妇女们所说的，只是没有看见。耶稣对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切的话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。将近他们所去的村子，耶稣好像还要往前行，他们却强留他说，时候晚了，日头已经平息了，请你同我们住下吧。耶稣就进去要同他们住下。到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，逐谢了，拨开递给他们，他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了，他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去了。
Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us when he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem.
这里讲到有一个小村子的名字叫做以马忤斯。
In this passage, it talks about this little village called Emmaus.
大概是离耶路撒冷呢，我们写的是25里，那是我们中华里数，所以呢，相当于7.5英里。
So in terms of the Chinese miles, it's about 25, and it's equivalent to about 7.5 miles from Jerusalem.
所以不是很远。
So it's not that far away.
这件事情呢，发生在主复活的那个当天。
And these things happened on the very day that Jesus was risen from the death.
大概是当天的下午。
It's probably in the afternoon.
因为这两个门徒说今天早上发生的事情。
Because these two disciples were talking about things that happened in the morning.
两个门徒早上在耶路撒冷的时候就听说主复活了，但他们心里疑惑，基本上是不相信的。
So there are these two disciples who heard about the Lord being resurrected, but they have doubts in their hearts and they didn't believe it.
所以下午他们从耶路撒冷呢，要不晓得什么事情要去以马忤斯。
So in the afternoon, for whatever reason, they were going to Emmaus.
结果在路上呢，就遇见了一个陌生人。
And so on this road.They met a stranger.
这个陌生人呢，跟他们讲许多他们觉得很惊讶的事情。
And this stranger talked to them about this many things that astonished them.
你可能会觉得很奇怪，假如是耶稣基督复活的，这些门徒怎么会不认识他呢？
So you might think that it's strange that if Jesus Christ is alive, how would these disciples not recognize him?
其实不止这两个门徒不认识他。
Not only that, it's not only these two disciples who do not recognize him.
主复活以后，第一个像显现的那一个女人叫做玛利亚。
The first person that Jesus appeared to is this woman called Mary.
也不认识她。
She did not recognize him too.
原因是这样子的。
And the reason is this.
主在上十字架以前
，when before going onto the cross.Cross, I'm sorry.
他过的生活是非常的辛苦的生活。
He lived a very tiresome life.
他说，天上的飞鸟有窝，地上的狐狸有洞，人子今天晚上枕头的地方在哪里不知道。
And he would say that there for the birds in the air they have nests, and for the foxes they have holes in the ground, but for the Son of Man there's no place to lie down.
所以他过的是非常辛苦的生活。
So he lives a life that was hard.
十分的憔悴。
He looked very pale, very exhausted.
犹太人说你还不到50岁，就怎么样怎么样怎么样。可见他那时候看起来已经像50岁的人了。
And so for some of the Jews, they would say it to him, "You're not even 50," and that would tell us that he already looked 50.
他看起来比他的实际年龄要大得很多。
And he looked much, much older than his actual age.
耶稣那个时候应该是30多岁，三十出头。
And Jesus at that point in time should be around 30 years old.
怪不得他复活以后有个荣耀的身子，所以人家认不得他。
No wonder when he was resurrected, he had a glorious body and people could not recognize him.
那么哥林多前书这样子说。
And in the book of 1 Corinthians, it's recorded.
他说死人复活也是这样。
So it will be with the resurrection of the dead.
所中的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的。所中的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的。
It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power.
意思是说，我们人虽然死掉的时候，包括我们的主是最初熟的果子，最早复活的，在死掉的时候，那个身子不是荣耀的。
And it means that when we die, and Jesus Christ being the first fruit of all who have died, it's not glorious. It's not a glorious body.
而且甚至是丑陋的。
It's even ugly.
但是从死里复活以后
，But once it has been resurrected,
有一个荣耀的身子。
Then there will be a glorious body.
而且这个身子是真正的肉身复活。
And this body is truly physical, tangible.
所以怪不得这些门徒们不认识他。
So no wonder these disciples could not recognize him.
那么，所以门徒呢，这两个门徒相当的失望。
And so these disciples, they were quite disappointed.
他们走在以马忤斯的那个路上，虽然路子不长，但是却是一个充满了失望的一条道路。
Although the road on Emmaus wasn't a very distant road, but it was filled with disappointment.
因为这两个门徒说了，他说，但我们素来盼望，要赎以色列民的就是他。
Because the disciples did say that Jesus was the one that they had hoped was the one who was going to redeem Israel.
所以门徒对主的认识仅仅限于要赎以色列民的，就是那个要做王的弥赛亚。
And so the disciples in their knowing of who Jesus is only limited to him being the Messiah, the one who is going to be king to redeem Israel.
原因是因为在旧约圣经里面
And the reason is because in the Old Testament,
特别是以赛亚书
especially in the book of Isaiah,
里面讲到了要来的那个弥赛亚
In it, it talks about the coming Messiah.
有两个身份
There are two identities.
一个是做王的
One, he is going to be king.
他要救赎整个的以色列。
And he's going to save the entire Israel.
他是君临天下来做王的。
And he is a king coming upon all nations. He's going to rule.
但是他也说到这个弥赛亚要受苦。
But he also talks about the Messiah having to go through suffering.
原因是这样。
And the reason is this.
先知们神启示他们。
The prophets have been inspired by God.
他们看见将来
They saw the future.
以赛亚是在耶稣基督来之前差不多八百年的这么一个人物。
The prophet Isaiah came about 800 years before Jesus came onto earth.
所以他往将来要做的事情，这样一看的时候
，So when he sees the things that are going to happen in the future,
耶稣要先来到人间。
He sees that Jesus is going to come to earth.
是来担当我们的罪。
That he's going to bear our sins.
死在十字架上
Die on the cross.
他看到的是那个受苦的弥赛亚
What he saw was the suffering Messiah.
所以他就写下来了
So he wrote it down.
但是他再一看
But then he saw yet again.
看见将来第二次要来的弥赛亚
And he saw the Messiah who's going to come the second time.
那个是一个要当君王的弥赛亚
He saw a Messiah who is going to be king.
所以他这两个景象对他来讲是一个重叠在一起。
So for these two visions, it's as if they have collapsed together.
所以他把两种弥赛亚都记录在同一本书上。
And so for both visions of the Messiah, he has written down in the book of Isaiah.
当时的犹太人
for the Jews at that time,
他们是亡国奴。
They have lost their nation.
所以他们很盼望那个要来当王的弥赛亚
So they have this yearning, this hope for the Messiah who's going to come and be king.
要来救赎他们
He's going to save them.
领导他们把罗马人赶出去
To lead them and to just get rid or chase out the Romans.
重新建立一个强大的这个犹太帝国
To again reestablish a powerful Jewish empire.
就好像大卫的时候一样
Just like the days of King David.
怪不得耶稣基督在世的时候，他每次行一个大神迹以后
No wonder each time after Jesus has performed a miracle,
就有许多人要拥立他做王。
There'll be people who will be flocking to him so and to want to call him out to be king.
我们中国话叫黄袍加身呢。
In the Chinese saying is to say that your M for the robe of the emperor
is a test for him.
And I'm failing terribly, but the Lord knows. is to enhance your the robe as an emperor.
他总有犯不出来的地方。
I am, after all, a human being.
所以门徒对耶稣的一个认识是有限的，是局部的。
And so the knowledge that the disciples have of Jesus is limited.
而且他们做梦没有想到，这一个要当王的弥赛亚，最后居然被人家钉在十字架上。
And they had never in their dreams would think that the Messiah will be crucified.
你可以想见他们的失望。
So you can kind of imagine their disappointment.
所以门徒不认识那个受苦的弥赛亚。
So the disciples, in fact, they do not know the Messiah who will be the suffering Messiah.
所以就更加的不能够想象这个受苦的弥赛亚还要复活。
So it's just even beyond their understanding that the suffering Messiah is going to be resurrected.
所以他们的认不出这个耶稣基督的原因是很多的。
So there are many reasons as to why they could not recognize who Jesus is.
好，我们再看。
And we'll look further.
那么主呢，复活了。
And so the Lord is now resurrected.
按照圣经的记载，首先看到耶稣基督复活的是那些妇女。
According to the record in the Bible, the first people to witness the resurrection of Jesus are the women.
而且这些妇女呢，她们是在第三天，就是那个礼拜天的清晨。
And it's on the third day, which is the morning of Sunday.
她们带了一些沉香摩药。
They brought with them some incense, some myrrh.
她们要去再膏耶稣基督的身体。
They want to anoint the body of Jesus yet again.
原因是因为犹太人殡葬的礼节。
This is part of the funeral ritual or the burial ritual of the Jews.
当时一个人死了以后，他把他洗干净。
So at that time, if a person is to die, they'll be cleansed thoroughly.
然后呢，用一个细麻布把他包起来。
And with a linen cloth, he will be wrapped.
然后用一个沉香魔药就调起来的像浆糊一样的东西把他整个的再或涂一层。
And then there's this paste that is made from myrrh and incense.
然后再包一层麻布。
To be spread over the body, and then again a layer of linen will be wrapped around the body.
然后再涂一层浆糊。
Then you spread again the paste.
再包一层。
And then yet again you get the linen.
基本上面就是做这个木乃伊的方法。
Basically, it's as if you're making a mummy.
所以他们知道耶稣基督啊，他当时就是礼拜五晚上他要殡葬的时候，没有好好的这样子把它包起来，没有好好的涂这个这些浆糊。
So for these women, they realized that on the Friday when Jesus died, when he was buried, they didn't clean him properly, and there wasn't enough paste on the body.
所以他们想到礼拜天再去给他补一点。
So they thought in themselves to go again on Sunday so that they could reinforce the burial.
没想到跑到那个坟墓前面。
But to their shock when they went to the tomb.
他们知道那个坟墓前面是一个很大的一个滚石把它封起来的。
Well, they do know that the entrance to the tomb was sealed by a huge rock.
他们心里面还想什么人呢？能够帮助他们把这个滚石推开。
And in their hearts, they were still wondering who's able to gonna help us to remove this rock.
那个滚石听说是超过两英吨重。
And it's supposedly this rock it weighs about 2 tons.
这个几个女人是绝对不推不开的。
For these few women, it's just impossible for them to roll it away.
要好几个壮丁一起来推才推开的。
You need a few hunky men to roll it away.
但是他们到那里的时候，却发现这个滚石已经推开了。
But when they've arrived at the scene, they realize the rock has been rolled away.
他们进了坟墓以后，发现尸体不见了。
And when they entered the tomb, they realized that the body was gone.
真不知道是怎么回事。
What is going on?
就有一个天使向他们显现。
And an angel appeared to them.
天使身穿的白衣服。
They were dressed in white robes, just like our brothers and sisters seated in front.
跟这些女人说，他不在这里，他已经复活了。
And he told these women, he's no longer here, he is alive.
各位弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当耶稣基督降生的时候，
When Jesus Christ was born,
也是有一对的天使向这些在这个在那边放羊的那些游牧的人宣布这个耶稣基督已经降生了。
There were these troop of angels who appeared to the shepherds and telling them that this Savior Lord is born.
同样的，耶稣基督从死里复活的时候。
And so at similarly, when Jesus is now risen from the dead,
也是天使向人宣告他已经复活了。
The angel make a proclamation that he is alive.
那么门徒仍然有很多的疑惑。
But the disciples, they still have many doubts.
虽然有一些门徒像约翰、彼得，他们也跑到坟墓里去看了。
Although there were disciples like John and Peter who ran to the tomb to take a look.
但是他们实在是不能够明白死人怎么能够复活。
But for them, it's just incomprehensible just how a dead person could come alive.
所以他们有疑惑。
So they were puzzled.
OK， 好，那么耶稣基督呢，在路上碰见这个有两个有疑惑的门徒。
So Jesus Christ met these two disciples, who were puzzled.
耶稣基督就开始跟这两个人说了。
And so Jesus Christ started to talk to them.
一说就骂人。
Once he started speaking, he was reprimanding them.
他说：“无知的人呐。”
Oh, you foolish person or people.
所以你觉得如果我讲道在骂你的话？我是有原因的。
And so if you think that I'm reprimanding you when I'm preaching, there's a reason behind it.
无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。
How foolish you are and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken.
基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?
我有点害怕，我这个东西掉到池子里去，他的这个 iPad 会掉到池子里去。
I'm really afraid that our electronic treasures will drop into the pool or be flung into the pool.
所以我们稍微往后退一点。
All right. Precaution.
于是从摩西和先知起，凡经上指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
And so beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself.
你看哈，这一定讲了很长的时间哦。
And you could see that this has been said over quite a lengthy period of time.
七英里半的路啊。
Seven and a half miles long.
按照正常人走的话，也要走好几个钟头。
It will, by a normal pace, is going to take a few hours.
耶稣就花了几个钟头的时间跟他们讲道。
And so Jesus took that few hours to preach to these disciples.
只对这两个人讲。
He only preached to these two disciples.
你要知道，这个后来这两个门徒说，他在跟我们讲的时候，我们心里岂不是火热吗？
And at the end of it, the disciples were saying to each other, when he was talking to us, weren't our hearts burning?
耶稣基督的讲的道实在好啊。
Such good sermon from Jesus Christ.
你听我讲道，大概从来不会有这种火热的感觉吧。
When you listen to me preach, you probably don't have such ever these feelings of burning up.
讲的时间又很长。
And it's lengthy. It's a long sermon.
所以你不要嫌我讲道太长。
So do not pick on me when my sermon is long.
然后他从摩西和众先知所说的话来说，来指着这个耶稣所说的话来说的。
And Jesus was preaching from what Moses and all the prophets have written.
也就是从旧约圣经里面指着耶稣的地方来告诉他们。
Which means that he was pinpointing where in the Old Testament were scriptures pointing to Christ himself.
旧约圣经里面从来没有出现耶稣这两个字。
So in the Old Testament, you never find this word Jesus.
但是你知道耶稣是什么意思吗？
But do you know what Jesus means?
耶稣这两个字在原文里面就是耶和华拯救的意思。
In the original language, Jesus means that Jehovah, Lord, will save.
就是神自己来到人间来做拯救的工作，这个意思。
That God will descend upon earth and he will save.
当然就是弥赛亚的意思。
And this means the Messiah.
弥赛亚是希伯来文。
Messiah is the Hebrew word.
到了新约圣经的时候，用希腊文来翻译的时候。
When we translate into the New Testament times, it is written in Greek.
它叫做 Christos.
It becomes Christos.
我们英文翻译叫 Christ.
In English, we translate it as Christ.
我们中文翻译叫基督。
In the Chinese translation, we call it 基督 Christ.
所以说基督教就是弥赛亚教。
So Christianity is really the sect of Christ.
就是那个从神他自己变成人来的那个宗教。
It is a faith or religion, of the person who came from God.
所以这个宗教乃是从上到下的。
And so this faith, this religion is from above to below.
不是说人修行啊觉悟啦然后就变成一个神啊。
Not something of, that is attained through meditation, not a divine nature that is attained through meditation.
跟世间的宗教完全不一样。
It is completely different from earthly religions.
当然我们今天没有几个小时的时间讲旧约圣经里面讲耶稣的地方。
Of course, today we do not have that few hours to talk about the Old Testament scriptures that talk about Christ.
我如果这样子讲的话，你们不但不火热，恐怕就要把我丢到池子里去。
And if I continue on for a few hours, you might not burn up. You might, or in fact, you might burn up in anger and throw me into a pool.
所以先知的教导在哪里呢？
So where were these teachings of the prophets?
我只讲一个地方。
I will point you to this one.
就是我刚才说的以赛亚书。
And that is in the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书五十三章。
In chapter 53 of Isaiah.
大家都说是旧约圣经里面的福音书。
We would say that Isaiah is the gospel book of the Old Testament.
我们今天是讲一节。
And today we'll speak about one verse.
因他受的刑罚，我们的平安。因他受的鞭伤，我们的医治。
The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we were healed.
你知道，世界上面的死刑很多。
We know that there are different forms of capital punishments.
但要死在十字架上，这是一个非常特殊的。
But to die on a cross is something, in fact, quite unique.
耶稣是死在十字架上。
And Jesus Christ did die on the cross.
因为他应验了逾越节的羔羊必须要绑在木架上面杀死的。
Because he fulfilled this prophecy that the Passover lamb is going to be tied on the wood and be killed.
然后死之前他要受到鞭伤。
And he's going to be whipped, he's going to be injured before his death.
罗马人的那个皮鞭子上前面都有一个铁倒钩。
And for the Roman whip, it is made with a hook, an inverted hook, right at the tip of the whip.
一鞭子打下去，连皮带肉拉下一块来。
Once you do a slash, you will tear off the flesh.
前面打完了，打后面。
Once you're finished with the front torso, you switch around and you start whipping the back.
耶稣基督上十字架前已经是遍体鳞伤，是半死了。
Before he was on the cross, he was already half dead. He was bleeding.
这就是为什么耶稣基督在十字架上面六个小时就咽气了。
And this is why Jesus Christ would die just after 6 hours.
但是以赛亚书这里非常的明确的告诉我们，这个受苦的弥赛亚是要被鞭打以后才死的。
And in this reference from the book of Isaiah, it's made clear that this Messiah has to go through such punishment before he dies.
然后呢，耶稣基督从死里复活的预言也是非常清楚。
And the prophecy of him being resurrected from the dead is also very clear.
在诗篇的十六篇第十节。
In Psalm 16, verse 10.
因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
Because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one to see decay.
我们所有的人死了以后都在阴间。
All of us, when we die, we will be in hell.
都会朽坏。
We will rot. We will decay.
但是我们的神的儿子是神自己，他不经过这个程序。
But the Son of God, He is God Himself, and He will not go through such a process.
所以旧约圣经也预言我们的弥赛亚要从死里复活。
So there is the prophecy of the resurrection of the Messiah in the Old Testament.
我相信这些都是那天下午耶稣基督告诉这两个门徒的。
I believe that these are things that Jesus taught the disciples that afternoon.
好，结果呢，到了以马忤斯了。
When they have arrived at Emmaus,
已经太阳平息。
And the sun has set.
是该要吃饭的时候。
It's time for a meal.
这两个人呢，就邀请耶稣基督一起休息一下，吃饭。
And these two people invited Jesus to rest and to eat with them.
耶稣基督就答应了。
And Jesus Christ consented to it.
然后呢，到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，逐馅了，擘开，递给他们。
And at the table, he gave thanks for the bread. He broke it and gave it to them.
这个时候，他们的眼睛就明亮了，这才认出他们来。
And at that point in time, their eyes were opened and they recognized him.
我心里想，为什么在擘饼的时候就眼睛迷亮才认识他们呢？
I wonder, why is it that they only recognized him or their eyes were only opened when he broke the bread?
这个饼有什么神奇呢？
What is so special or miraculous of this bread?
因为他们想起最后的晚餐。
Because they now recall or remember the Last Supper.
你知道最后的晚餐并不是只有那十二个门徒在那里。
For the Last Supper is not just the 12 apostles.
我相信有许多的门徒在旁边。
I believe there were many other disciples too in their presence.
耶稣基督拿起面前的饼。
When Jesus took the bread that was in front of him,
他说这是我的身体。
He said, "This is my body."
擘开来。
Broken.
是为你们舍的。
It's for you.
所以他才把饼分给。
And after that, he distributed the bread.
所以他们想起，哇，这是最后的晚餐的时候的那一幕。
So they remember, oh, this is the last scene from the last
supper. 终于知道，原来跟他们坐在一起，在下午讲了一个下午的，就是耶稣。
They now realize that this guy, this dude who has been talking to them for the entire afternoon, is in fact Jesus Christ.
我心里面想啊，在旧约圣经里面曾经有两次讲到吃了一个东西以后眼睛就迷亮了。
I remember that there are these two passages in the Old Testament where the eyes were open after something was eaten.
第一次是亚当夏娃吃了禁果，眼睛也明亮了。当他们明亮了以后，看见是什么？看见自己的羞耻，因为他赤身肉体。
The first time we see this is with Adam and Eve when they have eaten the forbidden fruit.Their eyes were open, but they felt shame. They realized that they were naked.
这一次呢，两个门徒吃了耶稣递给他们的饼，眼睛也明亮了。但是他们看见了什么？他们看见的是耶稣。
But now, with these two disciples, they've also eaten, and their eyes were also open. But who did they see? They saw Jesus.
这当中有什么不一样啊？
What's the difference between these two incidences?
亚当夏娃吃的是不可以吃的东西。
Adam and Eve ate what was not allowed to be eaten.
他们吃这个东西，原因是想他们自己要自高自大，要跟神一样。
They ate the forbidden fruit because they were proud. They wanted to be like God.
他们不愿意降服在神的权柄之下。
They refused to submit themselves under God's sovereign rule.
这一个罪从亚当夏娃开始。
This is a sin that began with Adam and Eve.
一直遗传，遗传，遗传到那两个门徒。
It has been passed down through generations and generations until the two disciples.
但是当这两个门徒吃了耶稣基督所给他的饼的时候，
But when the two disciples ate the bread that Jesus Christ gave them,
吃饼只不过是一个象征而已。
Eating of the bread is a symbolic gesture.
他们心里面终于知道，他们吃这个饼，给他吃这个饼的就是耶稣。
But in their hearts,They knew, or they now know, that Jesus Christ is the one who gave them the bread.
我就想起耶稣基督曾经说过，我是生命的粮。
And so there is, we can recall that Jesus said of himself, I am the bread of life.
你们要吃我的身体。
You have to eat my flesh.
我的身体是可以吃的。
My flesh is edible.
这当然都是象征的话。
All these are symbolic languages.
意思说耶稣基督要舍去他的身体。
Which means that Jesus Christ is going to forsake his body.
任何人愿意相信耶稣基督的
that for anyone who believes in who is willing to believe in Jesus Christ
就等于是从象征耶稣基督的那个身体上面吃了一块面包
in a way is you're symbolically taking a piece of that living bread and eating it
这一个心里面的相信使得他们眼睛明亮
this belief of the heart the heart that truly now believesallows their eyes to now be open.
圣经上面这里说忽然耶稣不见了。
And in the Bible it tells us, and suddenly he disappeared from their sight.
你知道耶稣基督在世的时候哈他既是人又是神。
So when Jesus Christ was on earth, he is both man and God.
有的时候很难分别他什么时候是神什么时候是人啊。
It's quite hard to differentiate when he is man and when he is God.
我发现有一个很简单的方法。
But for me, there's a rather easy way to discern.
那么，假如耶稣基督做一件事情做在别人身上了
，When Jesus Christ is doing an act upon someone else,
他就是神的身份做的。
He is doing it as God.
他用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人。
With the five loaves and two fish, he fed 5,000 people.
他医病赶鬼。
He's able to heal. He's able to exorcise demons.
这些都是神做的事情。
These are all works of God.
但是如果一件事情做到他自己身上了
，But if the act is done upon himself,
他就十足的人。
Then he is fully human.
有人说他是神，那个钉子啊，钉在他的手上的时候肯定不痛。
So there's people who said, well, you know, he's God. So when the nail pierced through his hands, there's No pain.
错了，因为这个是做在他自己身上的。
You're absolutely wrong because this was done upon himself.
如果是做在他自己身上的话，他就是十足的人。
Anything that's done upon himself, he is doing it as a human.
所以那个钉子如果钉在你手上有多痛，钉在耶稣的手上也有多痛。
However painful it is for the nail to pierce your hands, that will be the same pain that Jesus.
耶稣基督从死里复活之前，从来没有在众人面前忽然间就不见。
And when before he was resurrected, he never just disappeared in front of people.
因为这是做在他自己身上的。
Because this was done upon himself.
神才能忽然间不见。
Only with God could you just disappear.
但是耶稣基督从死里复活以后
，But when Jesus Christ was raised from the dead,
他开始有许多做在他自己身上的也是神的样子。
There were many things that he did upon himself that also carried the act or the characteristics of God.
这里说忽然耶稣不见了。
And so it says in the text, he disappeared from their sight.
然后呢他们彼此说在路上他和我们说话给我们讲解圣经的时候我们心里岂不是火热的吗
And they asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?
我们可以想象啊，门徒的兴奋。
We can try to imagine this excitement that the disciples had.
在听讲道的时候就是火热的。
When they were listening to the sermons, their hearts were already burning.
那个时候他没有认出来那个是耶稣。
They've not yet recognized who Jesus is.
我心里面想，他们大概是一边是火热的，一边又是冷的。
So I think in their hearts they were, you know, half of it was like burning up, another is frozen cold.
因为火热的这边呢，是耶稣跟他们讲啊，这个弥赛亚的事情。
The side that is burning up is burning up because Jesus was teaching them about the things of the Messiah.
因为但是他们还不知道耶稣基督到底复活没有，所以另外那边是冰冷的。
But because they do not know if Jesus Christ is truly alive, they're frozen cold on the other half of their heart.
但是这个时候
，But at this time，
那个冷的那边完全没有了。
The ice has been thawed.
剩下的全是火热的。
Whatever's left is just the fire.
圣经说他们立时起身回耶路撒冷去。
And the Bible tells us that they got up immediately and returned to Jerusalem.
饭也不吃了。
They just dropped their food.
而且连夜赶回耶路撒冷啊。
And they rushed back to Jerusalem.
那个时候已经太阳下山了。
Remember, the sun had set by that time.
他们再走回耶路撒冷，到了耶路撒冷恐怕是半夜了。
By the time they get back to Jerusalem, it's probably midnight.
但是他们心里面的兴奋已经没有办法让他们在那地方平安的吃饭了。
But the excitement that they felt in their hearts could no longer allow them to just seat calmly.
因为他们要把这个好消息告诉其他的门徒。
Because they have to tell this good news to the other disciples.
你如果读圣经再往底下读去的话
，And if you read on further in the Bible，
你就发现他们回到耶路撒冷碰到的门徒的时候。
And you will see that when they got back to Jerusalem and they met up with the disciples,
他们发现其他的门徒也开始相信耶稣基督从死里复活了。
They realized that the other disciples have also started to believe that Christ is risen.
你看到当时在耶路撒冷一定是在门徒当中也是一个很大的一个 party 在那里庆祝啊。
And so you can imagine that it's probably a huge party going on among the disciples in Jerusalem.
但这个 party 当中没有什么好吃的东西。
They may not be good food in this party.
在 party 当中也没有什么酒，也没有什么其他的庆祝的东西。
There might not be wine or confetti in this party.
在这个 party 当中，唯一的一样就是每个人都有一个火热的心。
But in this party, there is this burning heart within each disciple.
你知道这个火热的心有多么多么的大吗
？Do you know how just great is this burning heart.
别人我们不知道。
For others, we do not know.
我们只知道有两个人。
We know that there are these two people.
使徒彼得。
There is Apostle Peter.
曾经三次不认主。
He denied Christ three times.
他后来知道耶稣基督复活了以后，还没有脸再去跟随耶稣基督。
And even after he knows that Christ has risen, He felt ashamed to even show his face to Christ.
但是耶稣基督却重建彼得。
But Jesus Christ restored Peter.
五旬节的时候圣灵降临。
When during Pentecost, when the Spirit descended,
彼得跑到大街上面讲了一篇道。
Peter went onto the streets and preached a sermon.
五千人信主。
5,000 people turned to God.
已经不再是那个害怕的彼得。
He's no longer the Peter who is afraid.
后来彼得在罗马倒钉十字架而死。
And later on, Peter was crucified in Rome, but the cross was turned upside down.
另外一个门徒叫多马。
The other disciple or apostle is called Thomas.
他是一个叫做 Doubting Thomas.
He has been called Doubting Thomas.
怀疑多疑的多马。
Doubting Thomas.
我还以为他会忽然间讲中文、啊、我知道有一位传道人、啊、他讲到一半的时候忽然间变成英文。
I do know of this preacher who will halfway through the sermon switch languages.
结果他让他翻译的那个人不知道该怎么办。
And he pretty much the translator was thrown off.
所以我今天没有这样对他。
And so today he has not altogether done so, only at certain points.
多马他不相信耶稣基督复活。
Thomas did not believe in the resurrection of Christ.
但后来知道的确耶稣基督复活了。
But later on he fully believed that Christ is risen.
他跑到印度去传教。
He went all the way to India to preach the good news.
然后在印度在那里寻道。
And in India, he died a martyr.
你知道，真正的知道我们所相信的主从死里复活了以后
，Do you know that once you fully, truly know that Christ is risen,
那个火热的心
，that kind of burning up in your heart,
那真的是可以尽我们的一生都是火热的。
It will last throughout your life.
所以最后我们要讲一讲这个复活的意义。
So we are going to understand the meaning of the resurrection.
耶稣基督从死里复活绝对不是一个很折腾的事情。
Jesus coming alive is not a torturous thing.
按圣上的灵说，从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
And who through the Spirit of Holiness was appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead.
所以耶稣基督从死里复活，证明了他是神的儿子。
So with Jesus Christ being resurrected, it proves that he is the Son of God.
这点非常的重要。
It is a very critical point.
保罗也这样说。
Apostle Paul says this as well.
他说基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里。
And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为耶稣基督如果没有从死里复活，他就不是神。
Because if Jesus Christ did not come alive from the dead, he is not God.
他如果不是神的话，他只不过是一个很平常的人。
If he's not God, then he's just an ordinary human being.
那么他死了
then with his death
是应该的，因为什么？因为我们所有的人都有罪，都该死。
Then it's a deserving death because all human beings have sin and we are all deserving of death.
所以他死在十字架上好像比较这个凄惨。
So although Christ died on the cross, it seems more tragic.
只不过是死了一个比较惨的一个死。
Well, it's just because he died a more tragic death.
没有替我们的罪死。
He didn't die the tragic death on behalf of us.
所以我们仍然在罪里。
So we're still in sin.
然后圣经上面告诉我们，耶稣基督从死里复活，只不过是出熟的果子。
And the Bible tells us that the resurrection of Christ only is a sign that he's the first fruit.
然后他说，以后在他来的时候，是那些属于基督的人，也就是你跟我。
And upon his second coming, the resurrection will be for us, the people who belong to him, you and I.
我们将来都要从死里复活。
That we will all be resurrected from the dead.
所以怪不得保罗在哥林多前书最后的时候这样说。
So no wonder in the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul says this.
他说死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
Where, O death, is your victory?Where, O death, is your sting?
我们基督徒带着盼望，我们这一辈子不是活一辈子就没有了，我们将来要从死里复活的。
We Christians live with hope. This is not the only life that we're going to live. We're going to come alive after we die.
所以死对我们来讲，对我们这些信耶稣基督的人来讲的话，是没有任何权柄的。
So death has no authority over us who are Christians.
当然带给我们无限的信心和盼望。
And it brings to us absolute confidence and hope.
诸位知道，在韩国最近有一艘船，带了好多，差不多300多个人沉下去了。
And we do know of the a ferry in Korea that has capsized, a ferry that has carried hundreds of people.
我在网上面读新闻的时候看到这么一个故事。
When I was reading on the news of this incident, I saw this story.
在船上面有许多一个高中在汉城的一个高中的一个学生。
There's a high school in Seoul. A high school in Seoul.
So there was many students from that school.
有许多的学生在那船上，或者说从那学校来的。
当船快要翻的时候
，just before the boat was the ferry was tipping over，
有一个老师
，there was this teacher，
他发现大事不妙的时候
this teacher realized that something is off， is really awful。
他没有自己先逃跑
，he did not run away。
他们网上面报道说，这位老师是身体非常好的。
And in the newspaper reports, it tells us that this teacher is in fact very fit.
我看他的相片，还是一个帅哥。
And when I saw his picture, I realized that he is a handsome man.
他们这样子说哈，说这个是话是怎么说呢？是后来是被他救出来的那些学生呢说的。
And these words were from the students who were saved by this teacher.
他把这些学生跟他同一个舱的一个学生一个一个的把他们推出去。
He's in a way tossed the students out, the students who were sharing the same cabin with him, out from the danger zone.
推出了好几个学生。
Threw out, or tossed out many students.
这些学生得救了。
All these students were saved.
这个老师死了。
But this, teacher perished.
他的确死了，因为他的尸体被找到了。
In fact, he did die because his body has been recovered.
然后我看到这个网上的报道。
When I read this, report,
有一个这个老师的像。
There was this image or this picture of this teacher.
是给他开追悼会的时候一个灵就是灵坛。
In this, memorial service, there was an altar, raised.
底下一个大十字架。
And below there was a huge cross.
我知道这位老师是一个基督徒。
I know that this teacher is a Christian.
我相信这位老师在最后的时候。
I believe that in the last moments of this teacher,
他想到的是他将来还是要复活的。
He believes that he's going to be resurrected in the future.
因为他的主是复活的。
Because his Lord is alive.
各位弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们都是有复活的盼望的。
We do have the hope of resurrection.
我们因为有复活的盼望。
Because we have the hope of resurrection.
所以我们这一生能够活得有力量。
So we can live with power in this life.
我们这一生能够做我们耶稣基督所交代我们要做的事情。
In this life, we have power to do the things that Jesus has commanded us to do.
对那个老师来讲
，For this teacher,
他的任务是教好他的学生。
His task, responsibility was to instruct well his students.
把他最好的给了这些学生。
To give his best for these students.
包括他自己的生命。
Including his own life.
各位弟兄姐妹们，复活节的意义非常的大。
There is a mega meaning in terms of the Easter meaning. The meaning of Easter, my sister.
特别是你们今天要受洗的这些弟兄姐妹们。
Especially for you today who are getting baptized.
罗马书说，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
In the book of Romans, it is said, We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
这就是为什么我们除了有特殊的情况以外，啊，我们用洒水的点水的礼，其他人我们都进到水里去。
And this is why, except for special circumstances, we will do full immersion.
因为进到水里去的时候，
Because when you're fully immersed in the water,
代表我们跟主同死
it does represent that we have died with our Lord.
当你从水里出来的时候
and as you come up again from the surface,
你与我们的主同活
you live again as our Lord has lived.
重要的是说叫我们一举一动有新生的样式
and critically, it's so that every act that we have is.With the new life as our Lord.
希望我们今天受洗的这位二十位弟兄姐妹们
And so for you 20 brothers and sisters
以后都是有新生的样式
We pray that you will have the form and pattern of the new life.
我们一起低头祷告
Let us bow heads and pray.
父神我们感谢你
Dear Heavenly Father we thank you.
谢谢你差遣你的独生儿子来到这个世界
Thank you for sending your only begotten Son to earth.
他为我们的罪死在十字架上。
That he died on the cross for our sins.
他在第三天也从死里复活。
That he is resurrected from the dead on the third day.
带给我们许许多多的盼望。
Has brought us much hope.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
也为我们马上要受洗的二十位弟兄姐妹们向你献上我们的感恩。
We would like to also give thanks to you for these 20 brothers and sisters who will go through baptism today.
愿你的恩典与他们同在。
May your grace be with them.
让他们从今以后一举一动都有新生的样式。
That from today onward, for every act, every gesture that they have the form and pattern of the new life.
感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray with thanksgiving in the name, holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。